Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nice to have Dr. Elaine Ducharme alongside with us here this morning. And here comes Christmas time.
Oh, my God.
The holidays.
Wow. Oh. We skipping Thanksgiving?
We actually practically skipped Halloween. There were stores covered with Christmas decorations before Halloween. I think it really makes it difficult because people start getting anxious.
Stress.
Very, very
yeah,
early.
Yeah, J. Timothy's put their lights up.
I saw them this morning.
I was so excited. I was excited.
You were excited, Mary.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
but
glad you were
those
excited.
Those are the two different pop.
Excited
and the stress.
It really is a 50-50, and I never used to be an excited for. I used to be the other side, like, am I going to be able to get everything done? And now it makes me happy.
Well, and you have a long time to do it. And I think in some ways, because, the stress in the country in general, having something positive to look for is really nice. On the other hand, no matter how we look at it, the holiday time can be a stressful time.
Sure.
So there are a couple of tips that I want to give, and then I want to talk a little bit about for
send
people.
Your family to a hotel?
Right, well, this year, one of the things that's happening for my house, and one of the tips is to get, first of all, get some support and accept some changes that things aren't always the same. I have hosted the holiday at my house for like a 10-day to 2-week period. I've had 10 to 12 people sleeping at my house.
Ooh.
And because we have Christmas, we have Hanukkah, and we have one of my daughter's birthdays is Christmas Eve. So it is a little bit hectic. And
that's
this
just
year,
like, a little.
That's just
yes,
like the movie, Christmas Vacation.
It's just sometimes hysterical, and we laugh a lot, but this year we have moved it to North Carolina. My daughter built a new house down in North Carolina, and it is I am thinking of all the things I do not have to do in my house.
That's awesome.
We will all be helping, but it is a big change, and I think they're a little nervous about it's been the same for several years.
No, don't be nervous if you're listening on radio.
Do not.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're listening, she can do it. We will all help, but it will just be for me. It certainly is a lot less stress. The other thing to remember is don't even worry about perfection. First of all, there is no perfection.
Nothing.
And if you try, you're just going to make yourself so anxious. The mishaps are the things we remember,
Mm-hmm.
The tree that got toppled over with the dog.
Yep.
A couple of years ago, my daughter's dog, I forgot, because we always had their dog with us as well, and my dog, the dog jumped up and wine went flying.
Ooh.
And the dog was covered in red wine. So, I mean, those are the things those are the holidays.
Yep.
And so don't worry about everything being perfect. Take time for yourself. Breathe, take a bath, do something that just isolate yourself for a little bit. Because remember, when you get on a plane and when it says if in case of emergency, the oxygen mask drop, put your own on first before you help anyone else. Good advice in general. Take care of yourself and your family will
benefit.
How
are you going to help anyone?
Yeah, because if you're really that stressed, you're going to be running around like a, out of control person. The change, especially if there's been a divorce or something, different kinds of things may seem stressful, but new traditions can be really wonderful. Remember what's important. What is important for the holiday? Is it the gifts? Does anybody remember all the specific gifts they got?
Yeah.
Or is it that you were together and you had fun?
It's not presents, it's presents.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, it is. That's well said, Mary. I like that. It's not presents, it is presents. I love it. So the other piece is everybody tells you to volunteer. If you're stressed out, maybe volunteering this year might not be your thing. Take some time for yourself. It's okay. And then this last piece in terms of seeking support, there are a lot of people we have to remember who may be grieving. They might be grieving from a lost parent, a first holiday after a child died, which is particularly difficult, and even a pet. So the first thing to remember is it is okay to acknowledge that this is not going to be, this joyous
Don't
season.
Don't stuff it down.
Sure.
It's going to be tough. You might want to think of a way to honor your loved one. Some people I know have done things like build a rock garden. or have a gathering of friends mm-hmm. to just talk about the person, anything that makes you just feel present. Because people tell me all the time, when they go places, nobody wants to bring up the death.
It is such an it's an awkward situation for sure. The people who are friends with those people. Like, do you bring it up? Do they not want to talk about it? Do they want to talk about it? So I always try and just follow their lead.
Yeah, and you know what, Mary? A lot of times people will say to me, I wish somebody talked about it, brought me a cute picture, talked about a memory they had,
yeah.
because they feel like, okay, now he's gone, nobody remembers, and they mm-hmm. want to keep that memory alive. The other piece is remembering men and women grieve differently. So if a husband and wife have lost a child, the way they're processing it is different, and
human
I see
beings.
A lot of families feeling a lot of friction because I expect you to cry with me, or I expect you to yeah. go out with me. So remember that it's different, and don't be afraid to ask for help. There are really great support groups out there, or a clinician, a psychologist trained in dealing with loss and death. And hospice is often a very good source for people to
gift.
Be able to go and find out about grieving through the holiday season. So I guess really from my heart, I want to wish everybody a wonderful, safe, and relaxing relatively stress-free holiday season. Exactly.
Start preparing yourself to be stress-free. Yeah.
Exactly. Just remember to breathe and practice the abdominal breathing that I've talked about on the air so many times.
And we'll be checking back with you.
Sounds like a good plan, Alan. While I'm in North Carolina.
Dr. Ducharme, if somebody would like to chat with you, how do they go about it?
DrElaineDucharme.com.